What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's so good to be here. I'm on my own again today. And as you know, I had Marnie Barenko on last week, and I'm excited that I have some very special guests coming up over the next couple of months. So keep your eyes peeled for special topics and special guests. But today, I was in a conversation recently with, actually I've been in this conversation for a few different years and with different people, this idea of being too much. A lot of us, you know, when we were kids, we were taught to, like, don't be too much, don't stand out too much, you know, don't be too loud, don't be too, like, you name it, you know, it's like too much, too something, right? And what if, an interesting question to ponder today, but what if what you were told was actually too much could have been one of your greatest gifts and capacities, or is one of your greatest gifts and capacities? I talked to my partner recently, and we both have a pretty good laugh, you know, like, and he's talked about how, you know, not wanting to laugh, like, he laughs really loud, but, you know, and then realizes he's the loudest laugh in the room, you know, and then judges that and, like, somehow tries to, like, not do that. But if you've ever really listened to somebody when they like have a really good full-hearted belly laugh, it just makes you want to laugh and smile and, right? Like, there's, so what if that laugh was actually a gift to everybody else around you? Like, this willingness to be, to stand out, to be different, to be weird, even to be, you know, but, like, what if that was a gift? Whatever it is that you've already deemed is wrong about you or bad about you, or somebody told you was too much about you. What if it was not a problem? What if it was not bad and wrong? What if it actually was one of your greatest gifts and capacities? I remember hearing once that what you think is your greatest weakness is also your greatest strength. And I was like, what? Like, and then it's like, okay, so if you think about that, so I know for me personally, I have a really great capacity to love. And for a long time, I did think that that was a weakness. I did think that that was a problem. You know, it didn't get me into, like, it got me into some not so great relationships and whatever, right? But then, like, really looking at that and going, well, hang on a second. Is that really a wrongness? Is that really a weakness? Or is to be able to love or to be kind or to be joyful, is that actually a gift? So wherever you bought the lie that you could be too much, too successful, too beautiful, too loud, too joyful, you know, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that now, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, all nine shorts, boys, meons. So, and then being that, whatever it is, you know, I had a friend, we talked about this at length once, you know, about, you know, not wanting to be too successful or too beautiful or too, for her, she was really, really good at sports when she was young, you know, and so she didn't want to be too, too good at everything, right? So I don't know if you're like that, but I know that I'm a jack of all trades, or a master of all trades and a jack of none, whatever that is. But like, I can pick up things and learn them really quickly. And that was made so wrong. Like, you should just pick one thing and be really good at one thing. And it was like, but I love doing all these things. Like, you know, being really good at sports and being really successful in business and being, you know, tall, beautiful, who knows what it is for you, right? It's like, but what I know for me is that when I try so hard to be normal, average, and real, and fit myself into this reality and not stand out and not be too much, that I'm actually diminishing my very being. I'm cutting off pieces of me to fit into this box of this reality, this that says that you should be this way. This is the appropriate way to be. This is the right way to be, instead of just being me and whatever that is. So like, where are you not willing to be you? Because it might make you stand out. It might make you seem a little weird and different, which, by the way, in the old dictionary, the word weird stands for spirit, fate, or destiny. So I don't know about you, but I actually like being a little weird. So, but we're taught that, you know, you don't want to be too weird. You don't want to stand out. I mean, for those of you who know me, there's quite a few of you out there who probably don't at this point, but I'm 6 feet tall. So anywhere where I actually thought I could fit into this reality is kind of funny in itself, right? It's just, and then my name is Venus, and no, I didn't give myself that name. My mom was a hippie, and it was like the guiding star for her month and all that stuff. But isn't it funny, right? Like, I came into this world in this lifetime, and I chose a 6-foot body and the name Venus. And I'm sure there's a bunch of other, you know, just naturally occurring different things about me, not to mention all the other weird different things I do. But like, to think that I could fit into this reality, or that I could be small, or that I could, the only way that I found for myself that I could not stand out was when I was in hiding, which I did do for a period of time. I did kind of haul myself up in a way as a hermit and choose a life that was reclusive and not, you know, not around people too much and stuff like that. And I did choose that for a time. And truthfully, I got super bored with it. Like, I was like, this is just really boring. So I've come off the mountain, as it will, and have decided now that it's okay to be seen. And that, yeah, I have people that don't like me. I have people that judge me. And for a long time, I tried to avoid that. But you can't, when you're being you, you're always going to have people who have their interesting points of view. The key is to not let them impact you, to not let them change you, diminish you, stop you in any way. I remember Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, they talk about, like, you know, when it comes to making money, it's like, if you think about what they say is, like, for every judgment you are willing to receive, you make $5,000 more that year. And for every judgment you're not willing to receive and you try to resist and react to or deflect, you lose $10,000 a year. And a lot of us don't want to be judged. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to be judged. We don't want people to not like us. And if you think about it, the people that that you know that are really successful in the world and in life, they don't let judgment stop them, because they have tons of positive judgment and I'm sure tons of negative judgment as well, right? I think of somebody like Madonna, that might be dating me a little bit, but that's okay. or Charles Branson, or, you know, like, actually, I think I just said his name wrong. Anyway, the guy who founded Virgin Airlines. And, you know, nowadays there's people like Ed Milet and, you know, who knows, Gary Douglas and Dane Hare, you know, they are willing to be them and to be judged. And, you know, and not let that stop them from being themselves, right? So, and, you know, I totally get it, because I spent years trying to hide and trying to pretend to just be small, you know. And again, I do think that is rather humorous, considering the body that I ended up in. And what's even funnier about that is my mom's only 5'2", and my dad was 5'7". So, but there's a random loose tall gene in my family. But only one uncle that's taller than me. So I chose a tall body in this lifetime. Maybe I was a midget in another lifetime. Anyway, I digress, because Dr. Dane would say. Are there those places where you're pretending, because we are pretending, we're not being all of us and all of our gifts and capacities, and as weird and different, and, you know, as all of those superpowers, we call them superpowers, but things like ADD or ADHD or OCD, although we've renamed it in Access Consciousness, OCD is actually OCC, which is Obsessive Compulsive Creator, which totally fits me. But like, what if those things weren't a problem? They weren't something wrong, but what if they were a gift and a capacity? And it's just a gift and capacity that we don't understand yet, that we don't know a lot about yet. You know, it's like, who's to say autistic kids are broken? It's like, what if that's a superpower that we just can't comprehend because our brains don't work that way? But they're not bad and wrong, and they're not broken. That's, you know, if you look at even autistic kids, like, that's an often the thing, is like the parents are like, I don't, you know, I'm trying to get them to not be too much or stand out too much, or, you know, be too special, or, you know. And what if that's actually one of the greatest invitations for us? If you were willing to be everything that you were meant to be, that you desire to be, even, what a greater invitation that could be to everyone on the planet than playing small, pretending you're not too much, pretending you're not too successful, pretending you're not too beautiful. I know I quoted on this radio show, because it's still one of my absolute favorites, is Let Your Light Shine. Like, who are you to not be brilliant, talented, and fabulous, right? Like, you're playing small doesn't serve the world. It is so true. It's like, be the invitation, be so much more. And what else is possible? I was just doing another radio show, and we were talking about how, you know, we all do things differently. We all achieve things differently, you know, and you might get the same thing done that another person did, but they might have done it like A plus B equals C, and you went, you know, A to Q to R to B, you know, like, you just went all over the place, and you still got there, and maybe you even got there faster. Have you ever noticed that? Like, if you're willing to follow your knowing, to be you, to be as different and weird and all over the place as you are, look at how much more you get done in a shorter amount of time than if you were to do it A plus B equals C. Right? A lot of us get, like, the A plus B equals C is just, it's just boring. It's like, So what if you didn't have to follow that system? What if there is no right way of being on the planet? And you get to find what works for you. You get to find who you want to be and choose that and not follow anybody else's formula. So everywhere where you're following a formula that doesn't work for you, or trying to fit in, or even trying to follow what your parents said you should and shouldn't be, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that and return it to sender now, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and meons. And if you're new to my show and you've never heard the clearing statement, I'm not going to go into detail on it right now, but you can go to theclearingstatement.com and learn all about it. Dr. Dane here does a great, great description of it. And basically, it's just destroying and uncreating all the places where you've, all the beliefs, programs, stories no longer serve you. You know, we're just hitting the delete button. So that then you can choose a life that works for you. You can choose being you, and how that works for you. Not based on what anybody else says you should be, you have to be, that they know is the right way to be. And what would that be like? Might there be a little bit more space, ease, fun, and joy in your life? Something to ponder. I know Gary Douglas talks about, and I've heard Shannon O'Hara say this too, she said, if you're not being ease, joy, and glory, if you're not being those things, you're not being you. So if you're stressing about things, you're worrying about things, you know, things are heavy and hard and a struggle, you're not really being the magical being that you truly be. You're trying to be somebody else, somebody that you're not. So what would it be like to just be you? And not somebody else, not somebody else's point of view of what you should be and shouldn't be. And why isn't there a little more fun? I don't know. It could be. It'd be worth trying anyway. Is there anything that doesn't allow you to at least try it on? Would you destroy and uncreate that? Time for God's sake. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and meons. Dr. Dane here wrote a book, Being You, Changing the World. Changed my life. It's changed so many people's lives around. But it really is just that constant invitation to be you, as quirky and as weird as you might think you are, which, by the way, you're probably not near as weird as you think you are. That's just you judging you. Because we all have our own differences. We all have our own weirdness and quirkiness and ways of being that are different than everybody else's. So, you know, I remember this was a funny, I was sitting with a friend talking one time, and we were talking about our gifts and capacities, and some of you may know this, but I'm a clairvoyant medium as well. So I do see the spirit realm. And then my friend has always heard her team talked to her whole life. And I remember we were talking one day and we were like, oh, it'd be so cool. She's like, it'd be so cool to be able to see. And I was like, yeah, it'd be so cool to be able to hear. And then like within a week or two, we both had an experience of the other person's gift. And we were both like, no, that's okay. I'm good with flying. So it's like, so, you know, you think you want to be like somebody else, that you want somebody else's gifts and capacities. And then think about it, really, do you really want those gifts and capacities? Or are you really grateful that you have the differences, the weirdness, the gifts and capacities that you have? Because somebody else's may not be as easy for you, right? So we're never given anything we can't handle. So anyway, it was just a funny story about trying on somebody else's gifts and going, or even thinking about it and then being like, yeah, maybe I'm good with what I got. So maybe right before the break, if you could just think about what are the gifts and capacities about you? What are even your greatest weaknesses that you've thought you've had? And are they a weakness? And could you actually see them as a strength? And we'll be back right after the break. Thank you.
the best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Venus Castleberg on Outside the Impossible, and I was talking about being too much and all those places where we were told, don't be too loud, don't stand out too much, be too weird, too different. And then as you get older, you're told, well, you shouldn't be too rich. Or I was thinking about that the other day. They once did a study if all the billionaires, pitched in all their money into a pool and divided it up equally to all the people, there would actually be $1 million for every single person. Isn't that crazy? So to think that it's so what's this idea of being too rich? If you're too rich, well, truth is, money creates more choice and more possibilities. So what choices and possibilities could you have with more money? If you were willing to be the beautiful, radiant being person that you really are, what invitation could that be to other people? What gift is that? Right? Have you ever seen, and it doesn't matter, and this is one of the things that I love, it does not matter what size you are, what you look like, whether you're tall, short, wide, thin, it does not matter. When you are being you and you walk into a room, you light up the whole room. The whole room. Does not matter what you look like. When you're pretending to be something you're not, then, we all know how that impacts a room. So you have the ability to change a room. If you have the ability to change a room, can you see how you'd have the ability to change the world? It's a drop in the bucket. It's a pebble in the pond. You be you drops the pebble in the pond and it ripples out and impacts everything. you're the same thing. You're the same way. You step into a room and you ripple out and affect everyone in that room that then affects everybody beyond that. So would you be willing to be the gift you truly are? Exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not. It's a great clearing. What ghillie suit of class are you using to create and hiding in plain sight are you choosing? Everything that is times of God's laying, we destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So I don't know if you're out there and you're like, well, ghillie suit, what's that? So ghillie suit is actually the camouflage outfit that the military wear, snipers actually wear, right? But this came up in Access Consciousness because we use these ghillie suits to pretend that we're not as brilliant and talented as we really are, to pretend that we're not as beautiful as we really are, that we don't make a difference in people's lives. I mean, walk down the street. How much does it mean to you when a person looks you in the eyes and smiles at you? How much have you seen somebody's world change when you acknowledged them just for them being them? Like, I go out to dinner with my partner often, and I love that he always catches what the waitresses or waiters name, or who, you know, wherever we are, whoever is serving us, the name on their name tag, he always catches that and acknowledges them by name. It is such a gift to be acknowledged, to be seen, you know? So I'm not telling you that you have to go out there and be Madonna and, or, you know, be that. You don't have to be that talented or that, you know, a huge, well-known singer to impact the world. You can do it one person at a time by being you. I remember when I was really young, I was in preschool. Oh, I don't think I've ever told this story. I was in preschool. It was like daycare, you know, daycare before kindergarten. And I had, I love this guy. He was the, you know, one of the attendants, and he was, handicapped. I mean, like he had, I think one of his legs was shorter than the other, whatever. So he walked with a very significant, you know, limp. And, I was 6 years old. I mean, as a 6 years old, I didn't notice. It didn't matter to me. Let's put it that way. I mean, and I remember one night, I can't believe I'm about to tell you guys the story, but okay. But it's me, being me. One day we were taking a nap, and I wet the bed. And I remember waking up in shocked and mortified and also really worried about what the other kids are going to think and all that stuff. And he just whisked me off. He cleaned up my, you know, my bed and everything. And the kids never, they all slept through it. They never knew. So they never got teased by the kids. But I just remember, like, I would sit at lunch. I always ate lunch with him, which I thought was very interesting. And I would just talk. I was 6 years old, so I don't remember what I was talking about. And he would, if, you know, it was a cafeteria, so they had this rule that if you got peas, you had to like eat your peas. And I was like, I hated peas when I was 6 years old, and he would always eat my peas so I wouldn't get in trouble for not eating my peas. So one of the gifts of him was that he didn't judge me for being a six-year-old that probably talked too much or whatever. but I also didn't have a point of view about his leg. Like, I saw the being. You know, when was the last time you saw somebody, even yourself, as who you really are, or as somebody else as they really are, and not the shell that they walk around in, you know, or their, you know, their bodies, but their, like, their being, right? And not judge them by, like, their cover, whatever that is. And it's the same for you. It's like, when I say you can walk into a room and you can impact the whole room by being you, I'm not saying that you have to look a certain way to do that. You don't. There is no regiment that says this equals this. It's you being you that makes the difference. So when was the last time you saw you and you acknowledged you and you were grateful for you? There's these tools in Access Consciousness called the Five Elements of Intimacy. And these five elements of intimacy changed my life. Up until this point, I always thought that I wasn't complete without a relationship, that if I didn't have a relationship or partner in my life, that I was not whole and complete. I was always missing something. And the truth is, what I was missing was me. I was missing me having my own back and me seeing me. The five elements of intimacy are honor, trust, gratitude, allowance, and vulnerability. And vulnerability, you know, is the willingness to be you, to be seen, you know, for me to share it's a touching story for me and my daycare provider, because I really remember him being my friend, and it didn't matter what he looked like or what he struggled with. But being willing to be that vulnerable with myself and acknowledge, you know, to be, I guess another way of saying that would be to be real with myself, be who I really am in that kindness. And vulnerability, allowance is everything is just an interesting point of view. So, you know, everywhere where you judge yourself for what you're doing and not doing, rather than seeing it all as an interesting point of view, you know, can you see how the judgment is an unkindness to you? And having allowance for you is the greatest kindness for you. And trust is trusting yourself. Gratitude, having gratitude for yourself. And honor, treating yourself with regard. So, you know, where you treat yourself with respect. You know, and if you have these five elements of intimacy with yourself, and I share this story because this changed everything for me. When you have these for yourself, you will never look to another person to validate you, to complete you, to make you feel whole and complete, because you have that for you. So, and that is being you. That is having your own back. That is being willing to be and acknowledge the gift that you are to the world. Again, exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not. So being willing to see somebody else for the gift they are is wonderful. And when was the last time you saw you as the gift you are? And anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive without a total ease, you destroy and uncreate it in totality. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, all night, shorts, boys, yeah. Awesome. And I'd love to take this into like a little bit of another area, but it's the same concept of just being like, okay, so where have you stopped your success? Where have you stopped your money flows? Where have you stopped being too talented or too brilliant, you know, a professional artist or, you know, whatever it is, like, right? So, but like out of that fear of being too much and standing out too much. And would you be willing to revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, announce, destroy, and uncreate all the oaths, vows, fealties, communities, bindings, and swearings and contracts that you have made to yourself or anyone else to not be too successful, to not have too much money, to not be too talented? Because it doesn't serve anyone, least of all you. And what would life be like if you were willing to be too much, too rich, too beautiful, too talented? Might it be a little different? And then anywhere where you've decided that there is such a thing as too much, would you also destroy and uncreate that and return it to center? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, poison, beyond. And then again, another clearing, the ghillie suit clearing. What ghillie suit of class are you using to define the limitations of wealth, money, time, potency, indefinite living, and intelligence are you choosing? And everything that is, time to go there, destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what are you avoiding with the brilliance you could be choosing? And everything that is, time to go there, we destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Right. So what would life be like if you were willing to be totally you, without apology, without definition, limitation, without form, structure, and anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and create all. Wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Well, I want to do that ghillie suit of class clearing again. So, What ghillie suit are you using to create the hiding in plain sight you are choosing? Everything that is done for God's sake, destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What ghillie suit of class are you using to define the limitations of wealth, money, time, potency, indefinite living, and intelligence are you choosing? Everything that is done for God's sake, destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. You know, truth, where have you decided that you are already successful enough because it's already so different and you've already out-created everyone around you? What if you could create beyond that? Would you dare to choose it? The double dog, triple dog, dare you? And anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. What if you being you is the greatest gift you could give the world? What if you being amazing was the greatest gift you could give the world? Double dog dare you. Triple dog dare you. Cool. And you might be out there wondering, I don't know how to start. I don't even know where to begin to acknowledge me or to give myself permission to be successful or rich or any of that. And truthfully, it just starts with acknowledging you, acknowledging the brilliance you are, even if it's just in the smallest way that you can think of. So for me, I started to have some people like acknowledge me for my kindness. And for a while there, I had a hard time hearing it. I had a hard time because I, of course, went in the immediate judgment of, oh, well, I could always be better, which we do a lot. But I'll speak for myself right now. And I had a few people really acknowledge me for my kindness. And I had to just practice taking my deepest barriers down, even the ones I don't know about, and receive the acknowledgement and begin to like see myself as a kind person. I'm like, wow, okay. Like, I can actually acknowledge that in myself. But it took a little while. It did. It took practice. It took, okay, I see it there. Okay. I acknowledge that. That's great. And not from trying to get it right, but from, like, acknowledging the gift that you are for people. Or even yourself, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be with people. But you do have something that you offer the world, whether it's an invitation to something greater, or it's more kindness or gratitude, or just, you know, how do you empower others? You'd be surprised. Your willingness to just listen to people empowers others. Your willingness to ask, to be interested in somebody and ask them questions about themselves is such a gift, because it's so, you know, it's like, it's so not, doesn't happen as often in the world, you know. So, you know, you being willing to just listen to a friend when a friend needs an ear, you know, and not from trying to align and agree or fix it, but just be there for them is a gift. Your smile, your talents, you might be really talented in like moving stuff and creating stuff and connecting people. Like, those are all gifts and they all contribute to all of us. So where are you not willing to see what's great about you? Would you be willing to discern and create that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Let's do that again. Everywhere where you're not willing to see how great you are, would you destroy it and create that times a billion? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. So what else might be possible if you were willing to see what you've always thought? What? What is it that you could acknowledge yourself for? Even, like I said, even if it's just a small thing to start, right? So just acknowledging yourself for one thing can start to attract more to it, right? But if we focus on things that we think are a problem or weakness or bad and wrong about ourselves, then we'll just get more of that. So what can you be grateful for? What can you acknowledge yourself for? You know, maybe at first you don't see it. Maybe it's somebody like says, you know, you're really good at that. You're like, oh. This is funny. I was on that other radio show we were just talking about, and it's so true. It's like, how many times do people acknowledge you for something that you do really well, and you go, well, can't everybody do it that way? Isn't everybody like that? And the truth is, no, not everybody can do it that way, and not everybody is like that. So isn't that funny, right? Because it's like, you think that what is your greatest gifts and capacities are actually like easy for everybody else, so they couldn't be gifts and capacities. They couldn't be talents that you have, right? This one's a little bit more obvious, but I wanted to just use it as a reference, like me being a clairvoyant medium. I do believe everybody could ask for and get that for sure. And, you know, at the same time, it's like, it's not like my friend, she hears her team, her spirit guides, and I see them. So, you know, where are your strengths? But, you know, she thinks, well, you know, can't everybody hear them? Or isn't that like, couldn't everybody do that? Isn't that easy for everybody? I was like, it's not easy for everybody. I do believe it's available for everybody, but it's like, what comes naturally to you? There's something that comes naturally to you, like, and probably something that you did when you were young, and maybe even had, you know, somebody in your life say, they might have done it either way. They might have said, you know, don't do that, that's too much, or, you know, try not to outshine, or try not to be too different or too weird. Or you might have had a talent that then people pointed out, which then also made you feel weird and different because you stood out. I was in sixth grade, I think it was sixth grade, and I was in music class. It wasn't voice class back then, but it was music class, and it was in choir, and we were singing. And I loved to sing, and I was singing at the top of my lungs. and it was just so funny because I was like, I was singing at the top of my lungs. And as I was singing at the top of my lungs, the teacher stopped everybody and said, you all should be singing like Venus. Kind of backfired, because then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I don't want to sing louder. I don't want to stand out, right? I don't want to be too loud. I don't want to be too different. And yet, what she was trying to point out was that Venus is being an invitation. She's singing louder, you know, sing louder, because everybody was trying to sing really quiet. And I just love to sing. So, but I didn't know that was a thing. Right? So, you know, where are you trying to pretend that you're not as amazing as you really are, and trying to fit yourself into this box of this reality that isn't you? And would you be willing to, you know, blow the lid off and be you, even if you are the only one and you stand out and you're different and, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go it alone. I was like, well, I'd much rather be me and go it alone than not be me and go with a bunch of people. So, and the truth is, you're never really alone anyway, as was so kindly pointed out to me a few weeks back. So thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to talking to you guys next time.